Conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro is a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance, copyright 2018. Visit eipublishing.com for more. Music for this series is courtesy of New Threads, copyright 2018, from their self-titled album, available now. Hi, this is Julie, and I'm here with Susan, and we're naming this podcast, Having Clarity for Yourself. And it's a little bit of a difficult issue because we're both trying to figure it out in different realms. And, you know, you can throw in whether it be relationships or work or just your daily living. We're not talking about authenticity and being genuine and all those little buzzwords that are out there. But what we're talking about is really having the clarity of what it is you want. And moving into that space and not being misdirected from it.
I think the other part of it is the trust. Is trusting, because I think what happens, and I'll speak for myself, but I think a lot of people can relate, is something occurs and you're afraid that if you don't jump on it,
right,
that, oh my God, there was your opportunity and now it's lost.
Right.
And I think sometimes that's where the clarity gets a little bit gray. It's like all of a sudden it's like, well, wait a minute, what did you want? Did you want that? And it's like, is that enough? And if it's enough, is that going to satisfy you? Like,
right.
And you know, we talk about this because, you know, I've mentioned it, you've mentioned it, that, you know, if you're on a diet again,
right,
and you want chocolate, you're better off going and getting a piece of chocolate.
Right.
And satisfying it. Otherwise, all day long, you will eat 1,000 other calories worth of stuff that you don't want to try to curb that, you know, that craving.
Right.
And so it's hard when, you know, it's sometimes when it's like, what do you really want? And
well, the funny thing with what you just said is you can know that and we can say it, but when it comes time to do it, you know, are you really clear enough for yourself that that's what you're going to do? And I can say from a personal standpoint, it's funny because I'm sitting here and I'm going, oh, wow, I'm going to ground this podcast. I'm going to ground it, because I can say from a personal standpoint, you know, I recently got involved in working on a project, and the person said to me, you're clear on what this is. And I was a little bit disgusted by that comment. Because, yes, of course, I'm here and I'm working on the project and I love to work and I love to be engaged, but that's...
And it's in the industry.
Right. And yet, you know, I know there's illusion there. I know all that kind of stuff. I'm smart about that. You know, I've done the work. Yet to have that said to me almost reveals a little bit more that makes me not trust the situation, and also know that I want to operate from a space of clarity and not be clear about just what someone else wants.
So it's funny because I'm, you know, you said you're going to ground, and I'm always the one that grounds it. And you go way up here, and I'm referring to way above in the higher realms, and I usually ground. And now I'm going to go the opposite, because, you know, in my own personal situation that I'm dealing with, it's, is this really what you want? And it's, sometimes it's not really what I want. And, but would I settle, I don't want to use that word, would I settle for it? And you know where I go, the reason why I talk about flipping in terms of grounding and going above is I'm like, you're always the one who was the temptation card.
Right.
And it's like, you know, and life brings in situations that makes, that tempts you, you know, that tempts you to accept something that really isn't what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yet maybe you question whether or not, you know, something better is going to come. I mean, what is it? The bush in the hand is, or hand in the bird in the hand is better than a bird in the bush, whatever, right? Sorry, I'm so deep in it. But it's that whole idea of what you have is, you know, you can bank on versus, you know, it's like selling a house. They say your first off is always the first, you know, it's always your best. And when you go out to society, they always say, oh, you know, so-and-so is, you know, interested in blah, blah, blah. You better not let that get away. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but that's really not what I want. Mm-hmm. And so society, I don't think, supports it, because society wants everyone to have just be status quo. Mm. And if you say no,
and it's difficult for the person that, you know, maybe compassionate or overly helpful, because they might make a lot of concessions. And so when somebody says to you or reveals something to the extent where you get that they're expressing their clarity about exactly what they're looking for and they want, and that is it. If you can't be clear with yourself and be okay with that's it, that's all they want, I'm not going to get anything else out of this. Not that that's how we ever look at it, like, what am I going to get out of this? But a lot of people do. If you can't be okay.
I think that's a woman thing too. I'm going to go and throw the gender card out there. Mm. I think that's more of a woman thing. And I don't think it's because we are weak or any of that. I think it's just because we're compassionate and we're supportive and we really do want, you know, we talk about the work that we do and why do I do it and why do I share it? It's because, you know, I think the way I believe makes, in general, I mean, I have my moments like we're talking about now, but makes me a little bit more empowered and a little bit more, if I should say the word, happy. Mm-hmm. And of course, why would I share it? Because I like to see other people happy. Is it because I'm a big softy? No. It's because if more people are happy, it just makes a nicer life.
So Julie, we wrote 10 plays of the Enter Scrubs.
Yes.
Do they seem believable to you?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? They're a hoot. I relive them most of the time.
But they're not traditional magic scripts.
No, they're not. It's real magic based in energy. It's cool stuff.
And everybody can do it.
That's right, everybody can. You know what? People are always posting quotes. You don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right, and you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
Oh, now that would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our energetic invocations books, and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in? You can find it on Amazon.
Hey folks, Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it. And we put it together in a journal.
Ooh.
Check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing. Hey, it's Julie here, and we have to do this interruption really quick because we only have a couple of seconds because we're interrupting some good content, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
And what are we interrupting for? That was too long of a gasp. We're interrupting to say we have ebooks, books, and podcasts galore. It's a great experience as a writer to get feedback. And when you can turn around and use that feedback to make something even better, that's pretty cool. Susan and I wrote Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change. So many readers told us it was an intensely energized experience to absorb the book and integrate the work into their own lives to get clarity. Many asked for real examples to help process the energy. That's how Energetic Invocations series, A Book of Vibrational Change, volumes 1-17, with Process This was born. And the rest is history. The journey is yours. The energy is yours. What are you waiting for? It's available in paperback and ebook on Amazon.
You know, right. And so I think that it doesn't come from a point of weakness that we do it. We do it because, you know, and I think of my own situation that, you know, there's somebody that's like, you know, I'm not really interested in. And it's like, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be hurtful. Yet, you know, at what point am I not being, when am I not being nice? When am I not being kind?
So, you know, I would kind of get a fishing reel right now and reel you in because, once again, I would want to go back to the topic of this podcast. You're not having clarity for yourself.
No.
You're thinking about someone else.
You're right.
And they're really going to come into the situation and say, this is what I need, and try to convince you that this is going to be okay for you. This is what they need. But hey, you're going to get something out of it. And sure, that could be great if that's what you want. But you
right.
have to be clear
that that's
for
what you
yourself
want.
That not only is that what you want, but you're also aware of what the other person is getting, and you're okay with that. And in this situation where this person said, "Are you clear?" The reason why it disgusted me was that it really revealed to me that there's nothing else but what was presented to me. And that is limiting to me. Mm. And it's also the person limiting themselves. It's not my business. I mean, I can do anything. Yet, you know, it's not going to make me look and become more vulnerable and say, "Oh my gosh, what do you need?" Mm. What, you know, I'm trying to use it as a tool for is to have more clarity for myself. And when I flipped it around and I said, "Wait a minute. I want to have that clarity for myself. What is it I want from this?" And it's okay to want something from this. I'm working hard, whether you work hard in a work situation or in an interaction or in anything. It's okay. I mean, why can't you tell yourself it's okay to have clarity for yourself, exactly what you want? And if you're okay with it, then that's okay.
So are you okay with it?
There are degrees that I'm okay with it. And I know I'm clear. And it's funny because I revealed to you that I am clear because that was said to me, that not only am I crystal clear with where I am with it, and at any point in time, I can walk away, but also I can create the situation where the other person will have me walk away, not in a bad way, but in a very empowering way for both of us. Where it has to benefit me, and it's okay for you to say that, it has to benefit you. Otherwise, I mean, you're walking around you're just doing everything for everybody.
Right. And that's where I was going to go, is that sometimes you have to understand that some situations cannot be fixed. Some situations, you know, and I always go back to the old, you know, my own saying is that who says that I know what's supposed to occur?
Right.
Who am I to decide what's right and what's wrong? I have no idea. Right. I can go into my own judgment.
Right.
And yet, I guess that's part of it, is if you let go of judgment of what you actually see and then you interpret, if you let that go, I guess that makes it a little bit easier because, you know, what is being compassionate? Compassionate is we have no idea. I may think that doing a certain thing is compassionate, whereas it could actually be making a situation that I'm unaware of worse. And I think that's, sometimes I have to keep going to when I have certain, my own personal situations that come up that I have to just go to, I have no idea what's going on.
Right.
You know, I can look at it and I can, you know, I may know initially, I can tell when someone's lying to me.
Right.
And we both said this earlier that, you know, there is something that people always actually come and, you know, tell
reveal
us the truth.
Right.
We always get everyone's truth and it's like, oh my God. So we, you know.
And why wouldn't we believe it?
Right.
I mean, the reveal is made there. And so the other thing is, when you're a fixer, there's nothing wrong with that. But that doesn't mean you have the responsibility to make concessions and fix everybody's life.
But I even go to one step further because I have a hard time with that statement.
I know.
Because I know you're a fixer and I'm a fixer, right? And the problem that I have with that statement is it doesn't resolve it for me.
Right.
What does resolve it? And thank you. And that's why we did the podcast. What does resolve it is that I really don't know the full truth of any situation.
Right.
It's always, you know, he said, she said, and what was said, right? And even what was said, if you sat there and listened, still open to interpretation.
Right.
So there never is a truth to any situation.
Right.
It's only my interpretation. If I'm basing how I respond on my interpretation, then I've already, you know, it's on shaky ground because it doesn't exist. I don't know everything. And so that I can work with that. I can work with that. If I go into that, you know, I can't fix things. And it's like, well, who do I fix it for? Who don't I? Then I have to get into that nebulous term of, you know, the gray area and trying to, where do I step in? Where do I would rather just be in the space of whatever comes to me. I react with self-care. And if I take in my self-care with kindness, because I'm not a person who wants to hurt somebody else, as you are not, as most people aren't. I really do believe most people do not want to do that.
Right.
But things get misinterpreted and people take things the wrong way or whatever.
And you know, what's funny is, you know, having clarity for yourself is really making yourself number one. Well, and making yourself important. But and you rank, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, what is it? And not just what you want. I want this, I want that, I want this. That's not what we're talking about. Yet it's really the vibration, you know, of your truth. And when somebody reveals something to you, I mean, why wouldn't you listen to it?
No, and
why
I think
you
do
acknowledge it.
I think we do. I don't think that I don't believe it. I think what happens is I feel like, so this person came to me and this is what's been said. What I want to say, what would my responsibility be, or what? But I can let all of that go, which works for me. My way is not going to work for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm having this conversation because I think there are other people out there like me that are what you would call a fixer. They try because they care. They're good people, right? And they want to help. And that's where I come from with this. And I think other people do. And if I go to the space of, I don't know all, I don't know all of the story. I don't know the back. I don't, if I come in and do something, I'm not going to even define it. That doesn't mean that it's the right thing. I could unknowingly things that are worse. People have done things to me that made things so much worse, but I know where they were coming from. Right. And I can kind of forgive it and let it go because it wasn't done. I can look at it from the surface and say, what a biatche, or whatever I want to say. But if I understand it, I know what they were thinking. Mm. And I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the person that someone says, you know, they screwed me, but they thought they were doing the right thing. I would rather do what works for me, what's kind for me, because that usually, most times, doesn't affect somebody else. It really doesn't. When I do something, not in spite of someone, but when I do something for my own self-care, it usually doesn't impact anybody else. Mm.
And so, you know, for me, saying, you know, when someone said that to me, you know, are you clear about what this is about? You know, I understood the clarity to be, you know, that was their situation and this is exactly what they wanted. But I think it was very powerful for me, at least, to turn it around and say, well, why isn't there an opportunity for me to be clear?
Yeah, but
with myself, there is, exactly. Yeah, so there should be always a balance of an opportunity for me to be clear with myself about what this is about. And what I will stand for and what I won't.
So let me ask you, are you in a better place with it?
Of course, I'm always in a better place.
Yeah, I think I am too. So I hope whoever's listening got in a better place too.
Me too.
Okay.
This has been a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance. Listen to other episodes and visit eipublishing.com to find more energized podcasts and books. Find New Threads self-titled album, New Threads, on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, or at newthreads.us. Thank you for listening.